I'm just wondering if they threw the Dave Coulier thing in there just to be to go against all these serious people. Hi, I'm Dave Coulier.
I don't know.
You're so helpful.
You're not Dave Coulier. You're Fareed.
I'm Fareed Guillot, along with Michael Stromberg. We got three quarters of a Stromberg in here. We've got Murphy, who is our guest, and then, of course, Lady Stromberg is taking the pictures. So we're taking this moment in one of the last segments of EAA Radio to talk with Murphy Stromberg about social media.
Hello. Because
she is the one who has been capturing pictures and getting it on all of our social media streams, along with her mother, Corey, has been helping out with photography. So we wanted to talk to you a little bit about some of the trends you've seen through AirVenture. How do the youngins experience AirVenture online?
Well, I've kind of been neglecting the trends on TikTok a little bit this year. My priority has mostly been getting all of the interviews, like pictures of all of the people here. But I have put a couple TikToks that I am pretty proud of this year on the TikTok, so go watch them.
No Dave and Eddie this year on TikTok?
Man, they could not do the Hot to Go dance last year. I don't think any of the dances that are currently trending would be any better.
Are there any entry level TikTok dances that are going on right now? Three steps
really?
Or less.
I spend way too much time on TikTok in my own time. But like, there's nothing like really like eye catching like dance wise. Like last year was like Brat Summer, and so like the Brat Apple dance was trending, and like I could go around in anything lime green. I just have a TikTok of me like shaking the camera and like in front of lime green planes to a song from the Brat album.
A couple of years ago, it was the Green Green Grass one. I was able to teach my kids that one.
What?
Green green grass, blue blue sky. Oh, come on.
See, now you're just showing
already
your age.
It's moved
on. You're just showing
on.
Your
no
age.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Two years ago was like 10 decades ago, and TikTok.
Sure.
It must have been.
But I did mention Chapel Roan on the TikTok. It is my goal every year to mention Chapel Roan on the TikTok page at least
once. And see
if
she notices.
I love Chapel Roan.
Mm-hmm.
She's so awesome.
I'm obsessed with her. What airplane, if Chapel Roan were an airplane,
yes.
What airplane would she be?
We determined she'd be a hot pink Rutan boomerang.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's very specific.
It is very specific. I did not come up
what
with that.
What about an L-39?
I don't know what that is.
That's the pink strong airplane.
Pink L-39.
Yeah. Oh, no, that's not. No? That is not. She is not a fighter jet. That is not.
Okay.
As a trainer.
Trainer.
She's not a
no,
jet.
No,
she's the Rutan boomerang.
Okay, right. She's a racehorse.
Yeah. I can't take all the credit for that. I did ask Tommy because he was there, and I was like, I don't know what kind of plane Chapel Roan is, but I agree with his answer. We looked at it, and I was like, yeah, that makes sense.
In the comments you've seen online, and just some of the way people are interacting, what seems to get people to bubble the most?
Silly things. So obviously on like the Instagram, Facebook, and our Blue Sky pages, I keep it a little bit more like professional, a little bit more on the serious side. You know, I'm talking about the guests. You know, I'm really big into like candid photography. I've had a couple of guests who are like, look at me and smile. And like, that's great. But like, I really like getting like the action photos of them talking or explaining
right.
things. But on TikTok, that platform is so deeply unserious that
yes.
posting the things that I post on Instagram or Facebook or Blue Sky are not going to get the same amount of traction. And you can post photos on in like a little slideshow on TikTok.
But they want the moving pictures.
But they want the moving pictures. Our biggest TikTok this year is a video that one of our former interns turned regular volunteers, Jasmine, took of the blimps. And I posted the Chapel Roan TikTok like the day after that, or 2 days after that even. And because it had like, you know, the views had like kind of platformed out. So it's like, okay, new TikTok, because you don't want to like impede.
Right. Somebody else's
views.
Likes and
so
views,
I got,
yeah.
In the first, like, 15 minutes, I got, like, a ton of views and a ton of likes, and it was really great. And then all of a sudden I went, actually, no, we're going to keep pushing the blimp TikTok. And so, like, the entire week, the only TikTok that has been getting pushed on the algorithm has been the blimp TikTok. Everything else has just kind of been ignored, which is annoying, but that's just how it goes.
Jasmine's in my peripheral vision, so I'm going to say, Jasmine, I have one idea for the blimp that you could do still. The perspective one is the blimp flies over, just kind of has someone shoot, and you can kind of grab a hold of the blimp and see if you can move it around. I don't know.
Okay.
Because the blimp is still here.
Noted. I will see what we can do. I can still make TikToks. There's still time.
Did you already do that?
We'll have to see if we can't get that going next year.
Okay, next year.
The blimp's not going to be here next year. You got to do it now.
The 100th anniversary, and they're going to pop all the blimps.
The Goodyear blimps have their own TikTok page, and it's phenomenal, by the way. It's so funny. But no, and then I posted, because me and Livy did a hostel, we call it a hostel takeover of the morning pre-flight
right.
yesterday. And so we recorded a TikTok for that 3 days in advance. And so I just had it in my drafts. And I was like, I can't post it until after, because Jim and Tommy are going to see it. I can't post it. And so I posted that after. And I really like that one, too.
It was, the name of the show is like Wing Nuts and whatever or something? Or
Wake Up and Wing It. With,
Wake Up and
Murphy
Wing It.
And
okay.
Livy. Yeah. It was... I had a blast doing that. That was really fun.
What are some of the memes that the people like to use the most? And do they freshen them, or they just recycle the ones that you see, but they include airplanes?
A lot of... I like to translate trends that are, like, popular into, like, TikToks and stuff, because if you can apply it to something that's trending, that's easier to, you know,
that's
get traction.
That's very wicked.
Yeah. Honestly, off the top of my head, nothing is standing out to me. It's a lot of, like, they added a new, like, picture comment feature on TikTok.
Okay.
So people are responding to, like, TikToks with, like, instead of, like, commenting something, they just put a picture in there, like a GIF or, like,
right.
a reaction picture. So that's been really big.
Or the dog looking around.
Like, in the blimp TikTok that we posted, everybody has just been posting their pictures of the blimps in the comment section, which is, like, really cool to see.
Yeah.
Just like, oh, here's a blimp talk. And then it's just like, blimp photo, 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 photo in the comment section, which is, like, yeah.
So you're saying that the blimp has been a huge influence
yeah.
this year.
Yeah, no. Anything blimp-related, I think I should have gone a little bit more heavy on the blimp side of that, because
it's actually
really
very
cool.
light.
She didn't
oh,
like my
wow,
dad joke.
Oh, thanks. Thanks. Thank you.
You thought this segment was going to go really well.
No,
and you were very excited.
I don't know what I was expected.
Dad jokes. Come on, dad jokes.
All over the
yeah,
place.
Yeah, and then I'm sitting right across from my own father. You know,
dad
what,
jokes.
What really
come
expect,
on.
Well,
honestly.
let's serious for a moment.
Serious.
And to say that you're... Wake Up and Wing It segment was actually very interesting.
Thank you.
Because you and Olivia Gray were there, which is the offspring of two longtime volunteers at EA Radio, and to give the perspective of you growing up under this weirdness of
yeah.
once a year and like, I have no choice, I have to be here.
Well, they do have a choice. They're an adult.
Yeah.
They chose to come.
I'm talking about when they were minors.
Yeah. I mean... Once I started volunteering when I was like 12, something like that. It's been like 10 years now. I think I got my 10-year plaque last year. But as soon as I started, because I think if I didn't volunteer, I would have stopped coming here a long time ago, because I've seen the planes. I'm not like super big into aviation. It's super cool. I have no desire to really know how they work. But like, I also know nothing about radio besides when I come
yeah.
here. But like, the people that I work with and they're at the radio station are really fun, so I think being volunteering is what truly kept me here. I haven't really done anything this week besides sit in the station, take my photos, edit them, post them. I think I've been to 1.5 night shows, and then I just go back to the campsite and I hang out with everybody. So
what would you like to see more of next year from our social media interactees? How would you like them to communicate their involvement?
Everybody should always comment something on all of the TikToks. Actually, leave like a million comments and send it to all of your friends, so we get more views. And yeah,
because does the platform reward like
yeah,
bumping you up in a trend list or something else like that?
The more somebody interacts with the post, like comments, likes it, shares it, the more like the algorithm will push it. So like I repost the TikToks on my account, and I've shared them with like I posted one on my Instagram story, and I was like, everybody go follow the accounts and watch me embarrass myself for 50 likes, which it's. That was more of like a little joke, because I actually really enjoy making the TikToks. But yeah, the more you share it and the more you repost it and what have you, the engagement goes up. And more consistent posting also gives you more views. And it's a whole like thing. And also there's like specific times a day that if you post at a specific time of day, it'll push it in the algorithm more. And like it's so unnecessarily complicated, honestly.
How about like a contest where we say, spot EA Radio in the wild and post your picture.
Take pictures of I always call them Jim and Tommy or Tim and Jami.
Tim and Jami in
and
the
I have
wild.
To think, yeah. Take pictures of Tim and Jami as you see them in the wild, and send them to us.
Because they are out in the grounds a lot supporting our remotes and everything else.
Well, when Tommy leaves his office, I mean, he does lock himself in
there. That's what I mean. That's like a spotting that... that thing that nobody, everybody thinks is, Well, I didn't want to. Anyway.
maybe we should not encourage stalker-ish behavior on the posts of on the behalf of.
But they're famous.
You made it not
they're famous.
They're EAA famous.
Right.
Wow.
Is that good to be EAA famous?
Well, I mean, in the context of EAA, but there's like. Blank famous is like a like thing on social media, and like it's like, oh, I'm blank famous. I'm like in this community famous. I'm blank.
Okay.
And so it's like you're famous within a very specific group of people, and in that group of people, everybody knows who you are. So everybody at EAA probably knows who Jim and Tommy are. I really had to think about that one to make sure I said their names right.
Well, we want to thank you for all the work you have done, both photographic and the written word.
Thank you.
And keeping our community involved and interactive. And we can't wait to see what you do next year.
I'm very excited. Trust, I will be back.
Coming up next, Chris Finlayson with the Pilot Mental Health Campaign. You're listening to Squawk 1200 on EAA Radio.